Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, the kids saw the whole video. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a mother of 3 boys, and I just got remarried less than 2 years ago. I have a 13-year-old son and an 8-year-old son from my first marriage. My new husband and I have a 7-month-old son, and I had some complications after the baby, and I haven't really been able to give my husband what he's used to in the bedroom, so I take care of his needs other ways. He and I always have had great chemistry in the bedroom, and we do all of the things that are necessary to keep the sparks flying between the sheets. Before we got married, one of my old friends joined us at a hotel for an amazing experience. My husband said he had to film it since I told him it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I had no idea that he still had the video until my 13-year-old son asked me about it. I had a follow-up appointment with my doctor, and I had to take my 8-year-old with me. It was a long wait time, so I let him watch videos on my phone. I went to the back to be seen by the doctor, then my son and I left. I wasn't even thinking about my phone because I was ready to pick up my baby from my sister's house and go home. When I got home, my 13-year-old said there was a sad video with me, his stepdad, and a woman on it. I could feel my heart racing as I asked him to show me the video. It was the threesome video, and he said his brother sent it to him while I was at the doctor's office. My husband, silly behind, had texted it to me as a joke, so he can't wait, saying he can't wait to make me holler like that again. He didn't know my son had my phone. I was so ashamed. What do I tell my son? Should I be honest or act like it's nothing? Oh my gosh, I just can't begin to imagine how you must feel right now. I mean, adults do what adults do. In your case, threesomes. No judgment here, but when you do what you do, or in your case, when you did what you did, it ends up in the hands of your kids. That's got to be a whole new level of embarrassment and shame, especially when you're thinking it's just the 3 of you. And I know your older son said his little brother sent him the video, but he probably didn't know what else to do but send it to his big brother. I'm sure they were both traumatized after seeing mommy and daddy in the act. No one, and I do mean no one, wants to see, wants to hear, wants to think about their parents doing it at no time ever in life. I think both you and your husband should talk to the boys together. And honestly, I don't know exactly what you should tell them. I really don't. What you can't do, though, is try to lie your way out of this. When you gotta You got to tell some kind of truth. You got to get them some kind of understanding here. Because, I mean, they're young boys because they've seen the video. They've seen the video and they know their parents when they see their parents. Steve?
Well, Shirley.
Yes, Steve.
You, like me, have nothing you can say to these damn people.
No.
Nice try. You said nothing. There's nothing we can say. Mm-mm. What do you want us to do? I don't even got to go through this letter. You and your husband, it's just this simple. Made a sex tape with another woman. Y'all always trying to do something to keep everything sparks flying between the sheets. And then your dumbass husband says, since it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, he got to record it with his stupid ass. This right here, he had to record it since it was a once-in-a-lifetime. And y'all sat up there and let him. This what you get. I don't know what to tell you. This what you get. We ain't got nothing for you. We can end this strawberry letter right now. We don't know what to tell you. We don't know what you're supposed to say to these boys. But I do know when you went back there to see your doctor and your dumbass husband texted to you and said, I can't wait to hear you holler like that again. The 8-year-old got it. When the 8-year-old got it, he got, man, I got to bring my brother into this because I don't have the bandwidth in my mind to process none of this. Maybe my big brother can help me. Hey, bruh, look at him. I just saw this. I have no idea even what they doing. I'm eight. Now, I heard you talking the other day about this girl you was liking up at the school. Have y'all ever done this?
Oh, wow.
Is this our mama? Where is our real daddy at in this damn video? We didn't have this problem when she was married to our father. Now, this other man in here, I told you I ain't like him. Why he got mama like that? Who this other woman in here? And they don't look the same no more either. Now this boy has seen everybody naked. God, though.
Woo!
You see your father-in-law naked.
Stepdad.
But in the ready, set, go position. God, though. Now you in here looking down. You looking at yourself trying to figure out, man, am I ever going to be this?
Oh, goodness.
What is he in here doing? This little boy, this little 8-year-old boy, when he got that at the doctor's office, he sent it to his brother right away because he needed some questions answered.
Hang on, Steve. And we'll have part two of your response to today's strawberry letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, the kids saw the whole video. We'll get back into it right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. This one's a crazy one. The subject, the kids saw the whole video.
This lady's remarried. She has two sons from a previous marriage. Her new husband, they got a seven-month-old son, you know. And she has some complications after the baby and ain't really been able to give her husband what he's used to in the bedroom. So I take care of his needs other ways. I don't know what that means, but he and I have always had great chemistry in the bedroom. And we do all the things that's necessary to keep the sparks flying. And before we got married, one of my old friends, this was before the last baby, before the complications. Mm-hmm. One of my old friends joined us at a hotel for an amazing experience. My husband said he had to film it since I told him it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. His dumb ass had to film it. And your dumb behind let him. Yeah, I had no idea that he still had the video until my 13-year-old son asked me about it. So she had a follow-up appointment with a doctor and a long wait. So she had the 8-year-old with her. So she left the 8-year-old with her son, left her phone with the 8-year-old. What? You don't ever do that. You don't ever give your phone to some kids and you ain't right there. Mm-hmm. You went back in to see the doctor. Then your son, you the 8-year-old, y'all left. I wasn't even thinking about my phone because I was going to pick up the baby from my sister's house. When I got home, now the 13-year-old said that was a sad video with me, his stepdad, and a woman on it. I could feel my heart racing as I asked him to show me the video. It was, I be damned. The threesome video, he said his brother sent it to him while I was in the doctor's office. God, dog, the baby done seen it. God, dog, the 8-year-old done seen it.
Yeah.
God, dog. And he said his brother sent it to him while I was at the doctor's office. You know why the brother sent it to him? Because he ate.
Yeah.
I can't process what I'm looking at, big bro. I'm going to send this to you because I know you my big brother. You know a lot. So tell me what the hell going on in here. Who is all these people? What is this man doing to my mama? What is my mama doing to this other woman? Why is this other woman in here doing this to my mama? Why is my mama acting like she like it? Now, the 13-year-old says it's a sad video.
Yeah. Mm.
My husband, silly behind, texted to me as a joke. Why, she was at the doctor's office saying, I can't wait to make me holler like that again. He didn't know my son had my phone. I was so ashamed. What do I tell my sons? Should I be honest or act like it's nothing? Be honest. This ain't the time for honesty.
What?
What is you honestly fitting to say? Now, do I act like it's nothing? Well, I don't know if you could do that. But honest, what is you honestly fitting to say? Listen, it was a time during my life. What are you finna tell these two boys? That's your sons. Listen, mama was going through some things, and me and your new daddy. Stop calling him my daddy, mama.
Oh.
me and your new daddy. We want our old daddy back. We didn't have none of this with our old daddy. We don't like our new daddy no more. What do I tell my sons? Shirley, I was waiting on Shirley's response because I could not imagine what Shirley could say. But you know what? I can't imagine what I'm going to say either. Because
I was
Shirley's
waiting on your response.
Really what,
yeah.
I don't know what the hell to tell you. See, I'm going to lie. Now, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know how. Listen, that is not me. That is not your daddy. You know they got this stuff out here now called AI.
I knew you were going to say that.
with that.
And they done went and put some people together. You know what? Me and your daddy is suing this woman that's in this video right now.
Right. That's
because
the
you know
right
the
there,
woman that's in this video, that's Kim Kardashian, and she done put a lot of makeup on and made herself look darker.
Her whole body.
Yeah, we got to do some type
what?
Of lie. I don't know. Listen, I don't even have a good one for you, but lying is essential at this point. But yeah. What you must do is immediately get into denial that ain't you. Now, they not going to believe you.
Because they saw it. Yeah.
And one thing about kids, they believe what they see. Now, what you really need to do with get these boys is some type of damn therapy.
Therapy?
Because these boys is traumatized.
They are.
They mama been in here just wilding. And I don't know how hard you was hollering in that damn video. But your husband had, your new husband made a special note of that. And a boy's feelings for his mother is different than any other woman. You are a boy's first love, mm-hmm. is their mama. That's why boys will kill you about their mama, because that was their first love as a woman. And now you've scarred that love because you've damaged it.
All right.
See, all I know about my mama, Ilos Vera Harvey, scriptures and going to church.
Okay.
Now, I know she had five kids, but I have no idea how they got here. I swear to God, I don't. Because I know her and my daddy
today's...
could not have had sex.
It's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
Awesome. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.